This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Is it permissible for us to use the Adhan and the Quran as ringtones for our mobile phones? See, gone are the days where the old Nokia tune and the old ring was the only thing you could get on your phone. Now it's crazy. These phones are stereo music systems in themselves. You can have absolutely everything and anything, and you can record your own voice and whatever. And you do see this kind of tendency that when suddenly someone starts practicing becoming religious, then the ringtone becomes something kind of semi-religious as well. And I just want to say that, you know, that's a great sentiment, and you know, we should be welcoming and embracing these folks. But really, adhkar and the deen is not to be used in this frivolous kind of way. You know, adhkar is not a ringtone, and the Quran is not meant to tell you that someone's calling. The Quran is the word of Allah that wants to be read for you to apply in your life, not for you to know that your mate's outside. The fact that the Adhan will start, or the Quran will start, or the Dua will start, and you will just, you know, cut it in the halfway or mid-sentence, this is a huge aib, a real disrespect of the dhikr or the ayah. So not only should you not use it your own self, but you should also ensure that others around don't as well. If I advise them in a nice way and make sure that they don't. Honestly, ring and simple ringtones, there's izzat in it. And I just want to say also that, you know, when it comes to masajid and their real big crackdown on phones, because everyone hates it now when a ringtone goes off, what's amazing is that we've now developed over the last 5-10 years where our hatred for it is now very much the dodgy kind of creative, expressive, songy type of ringtones. And I dare say that if a person, and you know how everyone, you know, has daggers at the person who's let their phone go off and forgot to turn it off, and we want to kill them afterwards, it's the human reaction. But you know what's amazing? If someone's phone now goes off that's just ring, even if it's loud, you know what? People don't really feel that kind of bad anymore. They've almost accepted that as background kind of noise that shouldn't really affect the imam or oneself. That's not to say you should be easy on that. You should definitely turn your phone off when you go to the masjid. But there's a lot of blessing in just keeping your phone, which is an essential product, in a very simple way, simple ringtone, and avoid all this religiosity based or religiousification, or whatever word that you want to say, Islamicizing your ringtone. Avoid it.